Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio this weekend, and a pleasure to be joined by Celeste Boyd-Speer, Vice President, General Manager of AT&T Southeast Retail. We're going to be talking about a very important topic as we head into spring and summer. Robocalls. I mean, there's not a part of the day that goes by where I'm not getting a call of some sort on my mobile phone. I thought that was supposed to have stopped at some point, but it keeps getting worse. And Celeste is going to take us through kind of what AT&T is doing as customers are spending more time online and on their phones again. And Celeste, thanks for coming on. And I know you said this topic with CyberAware is personal for you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Rick. And it is absolutely personal for me. When you think about it, on a personal note, we all have families, and I have an aging parent that this really hits home for, because our tablets, our smartphones are convenient ways to get a lot of things done. We shop online, we check our banks, we book medical appointments. But the more we do online, the more we're opening ourselves to cybersecurity threats and scams and fraud. So, of course, AT&T has a lot of tips and ways that will help us protect ourselves in this new environment.
Yeah, it's really, they really creep up on you when you least expect it a lot of times. There's a lot of red flags that are out there, but as times change, the tactics they use change as well. So appreciate AT&T for keeping everybody, all their customers, up to date. More than 2 million fraud reports last year in a pandemic year. And what maybe are the top couple tips, Celeste, that you just tell people when they ask you?
Yeah, just a couple of things. Use the call blocking tools that are available to you. So for AT&T, we have a tool for our customers. It's free of charge. It's called AT&T Mobile Security. It's an app you enable on your device. It ensures that you're protected from breach threats through websites. It also alerts you about sites that have been breached. It also protects you from calls, those spam calls or robocalls. It helps protect you from that as well. The other thing that I say when it comes to especially call blocking, get the number someone is calling you from and compare it with the real number from the official site of that company. Do not share personal information or provide payment over the phone. And that's one of the things that in our hurried environment, people are still doing to this day. Just slow down and take that time. Don't share it and don't provide personal information. And then another thing, and this happens a lot of times in text messaging, don't click on suspicious links that may come up in your text message. Or don't visit unknown websites. Those things are some of the tips that can actually kind of help you in this environment. So don't rush to make any moves. Don't click on the link, and don't reply if you do not know the person. And I'll give you one more tip that AT&T provides to our customers. If you do get a suspicious text message, you can actually report it to AT&T by forwarding the message to 7726 free of charge. Mm. And we will then run that down for you, because we're so concerned about just cyber awareness for our customers.
Yeah, great advice. We're joined here on iHeartRadio this weekend by Celeste Boyd-Speer. And Celeste, another one maybe to mention, legitimate agencies like the IRS, law enforcement agencies, they don't just call you up asking for information, do they?
No, they never do. They don't call you and ask you to wire money, pay people immediately with a credit card, any of that. They will not ask you to share your personal information. If someone calls you and asks for the info, get the number. Compare it to the company's real number and then call back into that real number. But you're absolutely right. They will never ask you for that information.
Yeah, and I own a small business and run a small business. I also get unsolicited emails where they have links where to submit information online, fill out forms, return emails, click on links, emails that appear to be, sent out to businesses, and that's a no-no too.
Absolutely. Here are some security indicators for websites. They include an S at the end of HTTP in a website address and a lock icon before the address. Those are some security indicators. If you are asked to fill out a form or share information, go directly to the company's secure website to submit the information. Don't fill out forms attached to emails or click on links, because that's how hackers can gather your information.
Yeah, online security has been a big problem, been a big topic for years. I expect it to be for years to come. And a lot of times I tell people, or I've written, just kind of use logic and think about before you click on something or return an email. If that is something you think is legitimate, ask a friend. And Celeste, they don't only prey on the elderly these days. A lot of kids now have smartphones as well. So educate your children as well.
Oh, absolutely. You have to absolutely educate your children, because they move so quickly, to the point that I made earlier. They're getting text messages all the time, so they're clicking on all of these different links. AT&T has a site that anyone can go to get tips, att.com/cyberaware. It helps provide tips for whether it's text messaging, going online, calling. There are resources there, and you can research and just get awareness and alerts about things that are happening. But you're absolutely right. This is not only applicable to the elderly, it's happening to everyone, because everyone is in this environment where we're using the internet and we're using all of these digital resources that we have, such as tablets and smartphones.
Yeah, and as time goes on, we're using it more and more. Social media, banking, car insurance, travel searches, so we keep depending on it more. And Celeste, we'll put all the information in the show notes, att.com/cyberaware, for more information and all sorts of great information from you. Celeste, take care, stay safe online and everywhere else, and hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great day.
You too.